Penguin Audio presents Guitar Zero, written and read by Gary Marcus. Tuning up. What does it take to become musical? Are musicians born or made? All my life, I wanted to become musical, but I always assumed that I never had a chance. My ears are dodgy, my fingers too clumsy. I have no natural sense of rhythm and a lousy sense of pitch. I have always loved music, but could never sing, let alone play an instrument. In school, I came to believe that I was destined to be a spectator rather than a participant, no matter how hard I tried. As I grew older, I figured my chances only diminished. Our lives, once we finish school, tend to focus on execution rather than enrichment. Whether we are breadwinners or caretakers, our success is measured by outcomes. The work it takes to achieve those outcomes, we are meant to understand, is something that should happen quickly and behind closed doors. If the conventional wisdom is right, by the time we are adults, it's too late to learn anything new. Children may be able to learn anything, but if you wanted to learn French, you should have started when you were 6. Until recently, science supported this theory. Virtually everybody in developmental psychology was a firm believer in, quote, critical periods of learning. The idea is that there are particular time windows in which complex skills can be learned. If you don't learn them by the time the window shuts, you never will. Case closed. But the evidence for critical periods is surprisingly weak. Consider, for example, the often cited case of Jeannie, an unfortunate girl who was locked in a silent room for many years. When Jeannie escaped at the age of 13, she was exposed to language for the first time, and she was never able to become fluent. Her vocabulary was good enough to get her started, but her grammar was a mess, filled with utterances like spot chew glove and applesauce by store. Does this mean that Jeannie's critical period for language had passed? Most people interpret her case that way, but another explanation, less often considered, is that Jeannie's inability to learn language may have come in part from the emotional trauma and perhaps malnutrition she had suffered early on. Her case is consistent with a critical period hypothesis, but it certainly doesn't prove it. The more people have actually studied critical periods, the shakier the data have become. Although adults rarely achieve the same level of fluency that children do, the scientific research suggests that differences typically pertain more to accent than grammar. Meanwhile, contrary to popular belief, there is no magical window that slams shut the moment puberty begins. In fact, in recent years, scientists have identified a number of people who have managed to learn second languages with near-native fluency, even though they only started as adults. If critical periods aren't quite so firm as people once believed, a world of possibility emerges for the many adults who harbor secret dreams, whether to learn a language, to become a pastry chef, or to pilot a small plane. And quests like these, no matter how quixotic they may seem, and whether they succeed in the end or not, could bring unanticipated benefits, not just for their ultimate goals, but for the journey itself. Exercising our brains helps maintain them by preserving plasticity, the capacity of the nervous system to learn new things, warding off degeneration, and literally keeping the blood flowing. Beyond the potential benefits for our brains, there are benefits for our emotional well-being too. There may be no better way to achieve lasting happiness, as opposed to mere fleeting pleasure, than pursuing a goal that helps us broaden our horizons. Still, from grade school onward, every musical attempt I made ended in failure. The first time I tried to play guitar, a few years ago, my friend Dan Levitin, who had not yet finished his book, This Is Your Brain on Music, kindly offered to give me a few lessons. When I came back to him, after a week or two of practice, he quickly realized what my grade school teachers had realized long ago, that I had no sense of rhythm whatsoever. Dan offered me a metronome, and when that didn't help, he gave me something my grade school teachers couldn't, a diagnosis, congenital arrhythmia. And yet I never lost the desire to play. Music hasn't been studied as systematically as
Sample complete. Ready to continue?